You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening. Braves and Nats are going to be postponed because of weather. We're going to talk to our man Grant McCauley here coming up in less than 15 minutes. More on what happened last night with Spencer Strider, his return. And tonight was supposed to be A.J. Smith-Shawver, so we'll see how things turn out. That front that blew through here and certainly, you know, north of us.
By the way, did you get crazy?
I did not.
It was north of the city. Dalton up in that neck of the woods. I give credit to Fox 5. You know, you always have the towns and everything. They had Buc-ee's listed as a potential target of where the tornado was moving last night when I was watching it. Last night about 2:33, it was like War of the Worlds. Outside of my window. There was one big crack. And so, yeah, we had a big tree that fell down the street. But, yeah, man, it was creepy last night, especially on the north end of town.
All right. So, but that front is now moving into, obviously, the East Coast and D.C. area. So we'll keep you updated on what's going on there. Hey, if you are just tuning in, first of all, thank you for listening. Thank you for accessing the show, however you might be doing that. Odyssey.com. Maybe you have your smart speaker playing us. Guys, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. The news today, especially coming out of the NFL before we get to the Falcons, is that the tush push, which many people thought would be banned because, as Mike said, Roger Goodell wanted to ban this. But he doesn't have the final vote. It goes down to the owners, and they needed 75%. They didn't get it today. And so they vote to keep the tush push, guys, which means the Eagles will be running it next year. And my guess is, Mike, we said it, more teams, I'm guessing, willing try to incorporate this. But then again, maybe they won't. But just two votes away from potentially banning this, as I said on social media at Put 'Em Up C Dukes, this is going to be back on the table, and I think eventually it's going to go away because you still have so many owners who don't necessarily like it.
Right. Even Buffalo voted against it, and they kind of do their own version of it, although generally Josh Allen's kind of working his way sometimes up the line, left or right of the center to make their play. But it was funny. There's published reports now that say it got testy, and apparently there was some some really bad vibes between some of the owners, and apparently at one point Jerry Jones was asking questions, and somebody said, enough of this nonsense, because much like my cousin Vinny, apparently Jeffrey Loria put Travis Kelce on the stand to explain that have I got the right Kelce?
That's correct. You got Jason Kelce.
Jason Kelce. Travis's Chiefs. Jason was the center, and Jason explained how they did it, and apparently it was an emotional plea for the tush push. Carl doesn't like it because it's ugly and it's not really exciting. I don't like it either, but all I'm saying, Carl, is I wish more teams would use it. We talked to Josh Kendall about it. You know, I think Kyle Shanahan should have used a version of it, but nobody was thinking about that back then. We've seen the Wildcat copied. We've seen multiple plays that have been copied around the league. This is one where the offensive coordinator's egos get involved. They won't go copycat. Last year, guys, we ran a jet sweep on a 4th-and-1. Because we don't have it in our arsenal. You can use a tight end. You can use Tyler Allgeier. There's a way to do it if you don't have a big running back quarterback like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, and so many of our listeners have agreed with me from the standpoint of the defense. You don't really have a response to this. And this has been the argument. You can't line up and do what the offense is doing and push the backs of your defensive linemen or your linebackers into the defensive line or into the offensive linemen. And, you know, that creates this whole safety issue that the NFL has been concerned about. And so Rich McKay today, and I read this earlier and I'll reread it just briefly, but he said that the competition committee, which he's head of, and also their health and safety committee both presented compelling cases to the owners about why this play should be banned. And it wasn't. So he's, as he said, his words, Rich McKay, it lives. And so we'll see how much longer it does, but it's been a hot button today. Mike, let's talk about Jeff Olbrich. Because Jeff had a conversation with our buddy Mark Raimondi from ESPN. I have to tell you, when that all went down with the prank call to Shador Sanders from his son, I thought there was a chance that Jeff Olbrich might lose his job. Why not? He just got hired. The season is, we're not in season. This is costing the organization more embarrassment, more humiliation. And again, he didn't have anything to do with the stuff that came prior to that, but you're adding on to it. And so there was a side of me that thought maybe Jeff might lose his gig. He says to our buddy Mark Raimondi, in all honesty, quote, "I never went there, but I felt nothing but support from the organization in every single way, from the people that worked the line in the cafeteria to Mr. Blank, all of them." He says, "I felt great support. It was one of the biggest reasons, in all honesty, I came back here because of the organization and what's in this building." He never feared for his job. He did not think he was going to lose his job over his son prank calling Shador Sanders.
Yeah, and as we know, and the words and the information came out that, yeah, he saw the number and he just took it and then ran with it and decided to do the prank call. So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Jeff is a guy that has been around this organization. They know him. He's got a relationship with Coach Ra. And I don't think there was ever any concern they were going to fire him. I was actually surprised that the fine was as strong as it was. I think that was more about the hue and cry that came from, you know, a lot of talking heads on TV networks about this. It turned Shador. I mean, all of a sudden, Shador Sanders is right up there with the Lindbergh baby kidnapping. It was like, give me a freaking break. Other guys got pranked too, but no one gave a crap about him because it wasn't their boy. Either way, it was dumb. Shouldn't have happened. Olbrich paid a price, and now we can all move on.
Yeah. Fined, for those who don't remember, $250,000 for the Falcons. So, again, that's Arthur Blank. And then he got fined $100,000 by himself. And again, I don't know what you think the penalty should have been. That's a lot of money. And so at the end of the day, though, if you ever wondered, were they considering firing him? I don't know if we'll ever know that, but he said he never really feared for his job. And he talked about Mike saying, you know, draft weekend was so crazy for him because the draft, in his opinion, being the DC, fell the way they wanted it to. They got the players they wanted to. Right. Like, you're helping my defense. I'm getting some dudes. And then this happens. And he said it was such an emotional roller coaster to go through all of that. So he's talking to our buddy Mark Raimondi about this. And I just, again, it's good to hear from Jeff Olbrich. I've said this, and I defended him at the time, saying, you know, look, we make mistakes. I'm not blaming him solely on this. This was an act of his son. But somebody has to be responsible because he doesn't work for the organization. And you're representing the Falcons. And we talk about this all the time. You know, I've said this. Something happens with this show. It's not Dukes and Bell. It's 92.9 The Game. And the same thing happens in this situation. But it's good to know that it's done. And he's talking about it, and he's saying, hey, it's been an emotional roller coaster. And he says, we're still learning from the situation. But, Mike, what I'm most concerned about now is, what's this defense going to look like?
Yeah, man. How aggressive are we going to be? How quickly are these guys going to get on the same page where we are just thumping skulls, man, starting with the Bucs? And let's be honest, Baker Mayfield, they certainly did enough. You know, we could have split that series last year. We won both games in dramatic fashion. I just hope that, man, Jalen Walker looks the part. I you know, maybe it's because it's funny. We might even say 5 years from now, we were so concerned about Pierce, and Pierce actually had the better career than Jalen Walker, although it's hard to see that happening right now.
It is.
You know, and then how do these other guys come into play? All these guys that we've only seen tiny snippets of. Braylon Trice, I'm sorry, man. You're looking up on the depth chart like two guys now. You know, you got Leonard Floyd. Hopefully he's got more in the tank. He's always been a consummate professional. That's the guy I'm least concerned about. You know, I don't know about, you know, the defensive tackle rotation. I think, you know, I guess, you know, you and I have debated, do they have enough meat in that package? We'll see some of the same dudes that weren't exactly stellar against the runners still here. So that's where I'm a little bit, I guess if that's a concern, that would be it. How are we going to do against the run?
Yeah. Look, I don't know if we'll know that, Mike, until it's game time. Like, we'll have a sense, certainly with camp, and if they do end up having a mixed practice with, you know, a particular team. I think Day-Day was telling us there are a few teams they're talking about doing a combination practice with, right? Dallas being one of them. But maybe we'll get a sense of that when we play somebody else and we start to get a feel what that defensive line is going to look like. I just feel like the pressure element that we haven't had consistently is such a big deal. We just didn't put people behind the chains enough. And it makes so much. It makes your defense so much better, and it makes things easier for your defensive coordinator when you're talking about second and long and third and long versus second and short and third and one. And if we do that, then that pressure element we're talking about, that's where that's going to come in. And guess what, Mike? You don't have to be great stopping the run because now these teams can't run on you on second and long and third and long.
And you know, I've almost gone 2 weeks without invoking, Carl, the 2016 business model phrase. But yeah, 2016, that's the year where our pass rush benefited from Kyle Shanahan's brilliance on offense, Matt Ryan's MVP season, Julio and Sanu and Free, you know, and Coleman. We had all these weapons. So it was just dynamic offense. We were scoring north of 28 points so many times. The games like when Vic Beasley had the three sacks against the Bucks because they were down by two scores.
That's right.
So that should help everybody. So, I mean, an area that's been – wouldn't it be something, an area that's been like the biggest glaring deficiency that everybody in the league and every Falcon fan out there knows becomes our strong suit in one season? We can dream. We can hope. Rook is going to be a big part of this, though, too, based going back to what we talked about, the run game.
No, I think he is. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in, guys. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to talk about the Braves, get you caught up on the latest with the weather situation with the Nats game tonight, and also talk about a couple of guys that, you know, we've been concerned about, including Ozzy and a couple of others who are actually playing fairly well for the Braves right now. And this is the good news. The bad news is I just felt like Spencer Strider did not have his A game yesterday, and it was obvious. You saw that in the four innings that he pitched. Hey, want to remind you, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. I want you to go to the website, 92.9thegame.com. Click on the contest page. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner. And it can be that someone special in your life, guys. I mean, your grandfather, your kid, your coach, anybody that's important in your life. It's presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. That's where we're going to be Friday the 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, perimeter location. It's going to be a fun time. And make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com. We'll come back. We'll talk to Grant about the Braves and break that down as we get ready for the Knicks tonight, Mike. That's another series that I'm actually looking forward to watching.
Knicks and the Hicks. And safe to say, at NBA headquarters, they're pulling for New York because Oklahoma City and Indiana ain't exactly going to move the needle, I don't think.
Grant joins us next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's talk some Braves with our buddy Grant McCauley, our Braves insider. He covers MLB for us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we talk about last night's game, let's get everybody caught up. Tonight's game postponed. What does that mean for the Braves as far as rescheduling and the pitching situation?
Yeah, well, the pitching situation obviously just gives them a bit of a reset for now, but the makeup of this game will not happen until mid-September. So nothing that's ominous or looming right now. So maybe an extra day just to kind of size up how exactly they want to redeploy their rotation, particularly with the San Diego series this coming weekend at Truist Park in the offing, and another tough series on the other side of that. Maybe this is what we call a blessing in disguise for the Braves, who went through that string of 17 games in 17 days, and having an extra off day might feel really weird for them.
I know that Strider is a hard charger. He's an intense dude, and it just seemed like in the post-game comments, we played some of it earlier today, you know, you worry about him a little bit. I'm not saying, you know, Grant, we got to, you know, call John Smoltz's old sports psychologist. But, I mean, how does he navigate a world where he's not throwing 100 miles an hour anymore?
Well, I think he's kind of been in that place for a while. But I would say, actually, to the contrary, Spencer Strider is one of the last guys I worry about from a mental makeup or toughness aspect. Now, physically, he's going to have to do the exact thing that you just said, figure out a way to, you know, pitch and adjust and do the things that he needs to in order to be successful. And I would also say, you know, you got to temper your expectations. And I mean this in like the royal we, for a guy that spent a year coming back from a major elbow surgery, ramped all the way back up, and then had to sit around for a month. And I said this to Andy Randy earlier, by sit around, I mean just wait for that next start and not really be able to continue to build momentum. And in many ways, I feel like had to kind of take a step back in order to hopefully take some steps forward as he knocks the rust off and makes the adjustments that he needs to. Now, I think Spencer Strider is perfectly capable of being a pitcher who operates in that 96 to 97 mile per hour area and has that dynamite slider and starts to work that curveball and changeup where necessary. I think where a lot of people's questions really are is reinventing yourself is a difficult thing to do in baseball and in life. And I can't speak as much to the former because physically I haven't had to take that challenge, but I think that he is trying to add different things to his arsenal in order to be a better overall pitcher. And that is going to look and I think feel different than when he did come up to the big leagues throwing 99 and 100 miles an hour and really being completely reliant on the fastball and the slider. I think this is just kind of part of the evolution of it. Some of it is something that you just gradually do in the game. And then part of it is obviously coming back from the long trail of an elbow surgery that put his career, at least in some ways, in question for a while. But he's capable of coming back from it. I guess to make a long story short, it just may take time for him to start to feel out how exactly he's able to get the results we've been accustomed to seeing.
Grant McCauley joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You got Olsen, who hit his 10th home run last night. Eli had a an RBI, so did Money Harris. But I want to talk about Olsen for a second, who's hit safely in 12 of his last 15 games. We haven't really talked a lot about Matt Olsen, right? It's been about all these other guys. Why do you think he's gotten going here, with what, 32 doubles, 5 home runs, and I think 10 RBI during that stretch of games?
Well, I think the big thing for Olsen is just being able to see some results as much as anything. I mean, I don't know if we need to have another conversation about how hard he's hitting the ball. That's pretty apparent. But, you know, being able to pare down the strikeouts, I think, is important. He hasn't been walking as much this month as he was, I think, a little bit earlier in the season or maybe in late April. But I think he can take the walks as much as he needs to. But when you don't see the results, I think that does create the pressing element, if you will. And that's been something he's dealt with. Austin Riley, Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies, on down the list. Pretty much anybody not named Marcell Ozuna seems to have gone through it the last couple of years. And maybe nobody more so at times than Matt Olsen, who, when he's at the peak, it's as good as it's going to be for basically any slugger in baseball. And when he's down in the valley, it feels about as hard to get out of as perhaps any player in baseball deals with. But, yeah, I talked about this earlier today. I was on Foul Territory TV, and they asked me, like, who is the X factor in this Braves lineup? Not named Ronald Acuna Jr., I guess, is the caveat. And I circled Matt Olsen. I mean, the dude hit 54 home runs 2 years ago, drove in nearly 150 runs. He doesn't have to do that every year to be valuable. He can do two-thirds to three-quarters of that. And all of a sudden, you've got a 40-homer hitter who drives in 110-plus, who should only get more opportunities when you get number 13 back at the top of the order. But that series in Boston, back to the point, really made me feel better about the way Matt Olsen's swinging it to finally be getting some results to show for the hard work that's been there all year.
I was telling Carl earlier in the show, watching the game last night on FanDuel, that sequence when C.J. Abrams, they do the pickoff attempt at first, and then Olsen, I mean, it's a comedy of errors, including C.J. at the end, although Austin Riley skies to catch that cross-diamond throw. That was crazy.
Yeah, Austin Riley kind of saved the Braves right there with that leaping play, and then obviously Abrams helped them out by just being overly aggressive on the base paths after making what seemed to be a mistake that could be perhaps the lucky charm that the Braves needed or the lucky break that they needed to just at least keep the game manageable and where it was. Unfortunately, the offense got quiet. But, yeah, that's one of those plays that you don't see too terribly often, especially from big league base runners, but there was a lot going on there for sure.
Grant, let's talk about Ozzy. He's got a little streak going, doesn't he? I mean, 7 games, right? Is he coming on?
Yeah, I mean, again, much like I said with Olsen, you want to see the results. The results can breed the confidence, and the confidence, obviously, can elevate a hitter just to feel like, again, some of the work that you're doing is starting to benefit you on the field. And, Ozzy's been through, I think, some streakiness in his career. That's not really a surprise to anybody, but you just haven't been able to see one of those nice, prolonged hot streaks where he does big stuff like hitting walk-off 3-run homers or, being the guy that's just in the middle of something big for the Braves. But I think it's still coming. And again, we talked about Spencer Strider and having to work through it. Maybe it looks a little bit different right now. Ozzy went through a lot the last couple of years. The broken wrist, I think, was probably, in a lot of ways, kind of the coup de grace of all the injuries that he's dealt with. And it may have just taken him some time to get comfortable again. Not that he's hurting or not that he's dealing with it now, but just to get back to feeling normal again and getting your strength back.
All right, man. I know you were talking about trade deadline. It's only like May or almost into June 1st with Memorial Day. But what do you think right now the most pressing need? Because we get Profar back, but then we don't get to use him for the postseason. So that would be the most braviest of things right now if he rakes and then we can't use him, Grant. What do you think they're going to go shopping for? Some more setup, man? Are they continuing to evaluate Iglesias because that might be an area they try to improve?
I feel like Rysell, and maybe I'm just in that group that is just not going to believe that what we've seen thus far is all that he's capable of for the rest of the year. I just think he's better than that, and I think he's got time to adjust it. That being said, the club obviously has to be aware of, shakiness in the ninth inning and how that can undo a lot of good work for nights and series and so forth. So I'm sure they'll look at that, and maybe you get somebody who's got that experience that, hey, if things get a little bit wonky for Rysell and you need to go a different direction, you've got somebody who's maybe a clear, I don't want to call him heir apparent, but a clear alternative, if you will. And maybe that's what you look for. Because I do think a high leverage reliever is, to me, one of the number one, it is the number one thing on their shopping list. The other things might just be some quantity and quality. Maybe it's not the biggest name reliever that's out there, but a couple of really proven veteran guys or guys having good seasons that can come in and kind of boost the confidence and round out that group that has been, to me, missing AJ Minter, missing Joe Jimenez from years past. That's just something that was hard to get over when you didn't go out and make a clear move that replaced either one or both of those guys. So that's the top of the list for me. I also think you could look for a starter if it makes sense and they find somebody that really fits in, because, you know, stop me if you've heard this before, you can never have too much pitching. And when it comes to the Braves, they haven't had the exact kind of pitching or the quantity of the pitching they've needed in the postseason the last couple of years.
Are you surprised at how well A.J. Smith-Shawver has performed, especially over the month of May, where he's been pretty dominant? One earned run. I mean, are you surprised?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great development. I mean, surprised in the best possible way, yes, absolutely. I mean, the Braves have won his last five starts, and during that time, he's put together, what, a 150 ERA. He's done it in different environments. I mean, I know the Rockies aren't the toughest team in baseball, but he was able to, you know, handle the Coors Field deal. And that, to me, is one of those little tests that you want to say, okay, he went into a place that's kind of known for getting a little bit crazy, but he's also done it against a variety of different teams and lineups. And it's fastball command. That splitter has looked tremendous. It's one of the better out pitches on the staff, certainly, and maybe one of the emerging out pitches in baseball for him as well. He's clearly confident with it. When I talked to him a couple of weeks ago, it just seemed like he has just learned and developed so much about really having that plan of attack and really knowing what he needs to do and not giving in and not just staying in the zone because, hey, I got to throw strikes, right? You do, but you don't want to do it at your own expense. And that's something I think a lot of young pitchers end up learning against big league hitters. And it appears that he's passing that test as well.
All right, Grant, we got a rain now. So how's this going to play out now?
They'll finish the series in Washington. They'll make up this game on September the 16th. I believe a split doubleheader was what I heard.
Yep.
And then you'll just kind of wait and see how they want to do the pitching matchups with San Diego looming this weekend. I think they could juggle some things around, but they might not change anything at all. They may just push everybody back a day.
Again, I'll ask you for the our daily question, Carl, about Ronald Acuna. Should we think so for the homestand, end of the month?
End of the month, I think, is certainly on the table here. I was doing the math. He went out on rehab on May the 13th, which means through the 20-day process, or the 20-day duration of a major league position player's rehab, June the 2nd, he has to be back. So if he has another week like he's had here, I can't imagine he's not back by the end or the middle or end of next week. But it's really just up to Ronald's how he physically is responding to playing on a regular basis. The good news, he played 9 innings in the outfield today. So that's a meaningful step for him. He's batting .417 with a .632 on-base percentage for Gwinnett. He's not there to prove he can hit. He's just there to prove that that knee is exactly how it, you know, needs to feel before they press him into big league duty, which could come, I mean, I guess not this weekend, as we've debated on the station for a while, but perhaps by the coming homestand.
Good stuff, Grant. We'll talk again. Again, rain out tonight. Tonight's game postponed due to rain and rescheduled as part of the split doubleheader. Grant, thanks again, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Coming up, we are going to talk about what happened at the NFL owners' meetings today. Tempers flared. We'll tell you all about that when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Owners were yelling at each other. Okay, maybe that's a little bit of an exaggeration. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Damn your tush push to hell!
But the debate did get heated. And if you're just joining us today, the debate over the tush push, this play that the Eagles have made famous, and listen, they've won a lot of games, and they are the reigning Super Bowl champions. Everybody thought that this was going away today. And the owners decided, not quite yet. So they voted. They didn't get enough votes. They were too shy. And so it remains in the playbook. And a lot of people reacting to this. But, Mike, this information that got out after the owners' meetings today in what they call the general session, where Jeffrey Lurie and, you know, Jason Kelce are trying to state their case as to why this play should remain and there's no reason to ban it. And they went on and on, and apparently some of these owners wanted more. I need more. They wanted more answers. Yes.
So the Eagles obviously voted for not taking away the tush push. Ravens had their back. Browns, Lions, Jags, Dolphins. I thought, and Carl and I were talking about this earlier. A guy who kind of uses the rule book to his advantage because he's learned from the best in Bill Belichick before he lost his mind is Mike Vrabel. And whether you know Bob Kraft talked to Vrabel and his coaching staff. Hey, how am I voting on the tush push, Mike? Mike said, hey, we're for it. Saints are for it. Jets are for it. Titans are for it. It's just one of those things that – and we, Carl and I, had a passionate discussion about it. You can always rewind on the Odyssey app. And always, you guys, in the 6 o'clock hour, you can always rewind and listen to an hour of the show, too. Put it on your phone. Put it in your car. But we were talking about why other teams have not adopted it. And as I said to Carl, if everybody in their uncle has got a foolproof way, I've got a guaranteed way to get a yard when we need it. Well, we're not one of those teams. We did a jet sweep last year on a 4th-and-1 that had you and me screaming for like 3 days last year.
Yeah.
So I just think the Falcons are a case study in a team which should like back off the ego and the hubris and let's get in with this and try to do our own version. Whether that means using Algier and a tight end or who knows, man, whoever takes one of your defensive tackles and he can push from behind. However.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you start to look around the National Football League and you say who's equipped to do this, right? And why it hasn't caught on like a wildfire, Detroit's not doing it. Green Bay was a team complaining about trying to ban it and put this, forward in front of the competition committee. Houston Texans aren't doing it. The Broncos aren't doing it. Hell, Patrick Mahomes is not doing it. Yeah. Right?
Well, I don't think you, again, this goes back to, it's funny because they say, well, player safety. Now, if I've got a player who's always twisting ankles, I don't know if I want my quarterback doing it. Jalen Hurts is the perfect guy who plays quarterback to run this play. You have other athletes who are comparably fit and, you know, have that kind of leg presence and size. Because remember, this dude, you see those videos even in the weight room, Carl, it's bananas. They've also got and have had one of the best offensive lines in years for the NFL. So you got to have the horses to be able to do it.
You guys are more than welcome to hit us up. Let us know. It's been great a conversation and certainly interacting with you today on this topic of conversation. Because, again, I think most of the league, and I said next year it's going to be back on the table. Trust me on this. And it's going to be gone. Because, as I said to Mike, what happens is, as much as people got convinced today, just these two votes, somebody's going to lose with this year. Somebody's going to lose against the Eagles. They're going to get ticked off, and they're going to, what? We can't stop this play, and their minds will change, and okay, this will be back on the table next year.
But what if some team out there was maybe thinking about it, knowing that maybe this was going to go away, I don't know, and says, hey,
let's do it.
Let's take a shot at this. Because I said to Carl, and this is why, you know, all I can do is apply my team, you know, to the equation.
Sure.
Matt Ryan was never really good at the quarterback stake. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't like it was our strong suit. We've always struggled in short yardage. We always struggle in the red zone. There were times last year where we didn't get it on 4th-and-1. So why wouldn't you try to take what you've got in your roster, use some imagination, but as we said, and I think Josh Kendall agreed, I say hubris, you know, for those who didn't go to college, it's ego. You know, it's just, you got people that just, they've got this level of just, it's their game plan and their book, and I'm not going to copycat the Eagles. And maybe I think Matt LaFleur, it's almost like, you know what, I'll call it offensive snobbery.
Okay.
How about that? It's offensive snobbery that prevents other teams from going down this road to get a yard.
It is interesting that it hasn't, again, caught on. Either way, that happened today. A couple of other things did play out. One of them being we found out who's going to be on Hard Knocks. Speaking of the Bills, it's the Buffalo Bills. And that's going to be the one that traditionally we have become accustomed to. The in-season Hard Knocks is going to be the NFC East this year. So that's Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Commanders. That, to me, is going to be very interesting. That's the one now that they do in-season. It started a couple of years ago, but Buffalo Bills are going to be the Hard Knocks team.
Sometimes there's not enough hours in the week to watch all of that.
No,
you know, but that one has been more compelling. You got Josh Allen. You got my boy James Cook. He'll be looking for a contract. Not sure that'll come up because teams do get involved with the snip, snip, snip and the edit. One thing for certain, when Sean McDermott found out this was going to be his team, not happy. This is a dude that likes to control things. He's kind of wrapped kind of tight. Remember him and the whole Stephon Diggs controversy 2 years ago?
It was a mess.
So that's the year you wanted it. Remember the Antonio Brown with the Raiders? We never got to see anything.
We didn't see anything.
Everything would seemingly drop like the day they were editing the show. So, again, some years, though, like we said, one of the best was the Cleveland Browns. All that dysfunction and backstabbing. The Jets, that was a good one. I remember the Cowboys have been on a couple times, always kind of entertaining.
By the way, today the Titans, they signed Cameron Ward, number one overall pick. 4 years, fully guaranteed, $48.7 million contract. Again, slotted guys with the new rookie CBA and the deal in place. You know, it's all about how the bonuses come into play. But he's signed and ready to go, Mike. And, you know, we've been looking around the league and you're seeing sign, sign, sign. I said to Mike, this used to be a big deal because we would always like, oh, who's going to hold out? Who wants more? That's gone. Like, you're drafted here, you're getting this. And literally, especially in the first round, that's what – now, second and third round picks, maybe you can negotiate a little bit more, Mike, and try to get a little bit more. But nobody's holding out anymore like it used to be.
But that's why, you know, when we talked about – remember, Shedeur Sanders, they were killing him. Deion was not trying to manipulate him to a team. At least, there was nothing on record. He may have tried to, you know, maybe big time some guys in the interview rooms in Indianapolis, but this is something that the Mannings did, something that the Elways did, where you knew this was a bad fit. That's why some guys, the Mannings, didn't want to go to San Diego because the Spanos family is kind of known as a cheapskate family too. But the Brown family is really cheap. But this also goes back, remember Shamar Stewart, the things that came up about his work ethic and all that. So if you didn't like him, you don't like him even more now, hearing this going up. But I blame the Brown family and the Bengals.
By the way, speaking of Shedeur Sanders, as we get ready to wrap things up, Chris has got you for the night show coming up at 6. You see what Shedeur said about the quarterback room? They asked him how crazy it is. He said Deshaun's there. He's active. He says, I'm walking into the room and I'm thinking, I'm a teammate of Joe Flacco. Now, remember, he's a kid when Flacco's winning Super Bowls, right? And he's like, I'm a teammate of Joe Flacco. He says, Kenny Pickett's cool. He's had experience in the NFL. He says, outside of our quarterback room, everybody's trying to pit us against each other. He's like, we're in there. We're having a good time. So Shedeur is not causing any issue like you guys might have thought or like many people, you know, coming out, grabbing his chains. I'm number one. He's not doing any of that. He's like, man, we are all vibing right now. And look, their camp, Mike, is going to be one to keep an eye on because how it starts may not be how it finishes. Like, Flacco is the number one. That's great. But what if Shador all of a sudden is the backup going into the season and then they're setting him up to be the starter?
See, that's just, you know, why you didn't take him over. Of all the things that occurred, in the fall, I'd still take him over Dylan Gabriel.
Me too.
Because, you know, you could still argue Dylan Gabriel had more weapons on Oregon than Shador Sanders ever had at Colorado. And if you feel, you know, you can coach, the only beef, and that's when you and I were debating pre-draft in the month of April, was just the hitch to the giddy-up, get rid of the ball, holds on to it too quick or too long, it's got to come out quicker. So that's fixable. You know, they fixed that with Josh Allen. That's been fixed with multiple quarterbacks in their history. So Dylan Gabriel is a little undersized, and the arm strength of him is nothing great. So that's why even go down that road. But that's a guy that's in the way. You know, we should Mike Tyson punch that. He's going to knock him out of that job.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. By the way, Dom said, you know, Caleb Williams almost did that with the Bears about the whole not wanting to go there. His dad has come out recently and admitted as much.
That story dropped when you were on vacation. A lot of stuff happened when you're on vacation, man.
Always does.
But it was interesting because, and in Chicago, it's like, oh, dude, please, Mr. Williams, don't tell the author, Seth Wickersham, of this book that doesn't help your boy out in Chi-Town.
That's right.
It's like, you know, well, you're telling me they didn't want to come to Chicago? Oh, boy. No, I wouldn't want to have gone either because they should have fired the coach. They had a defensive-minded coach with a first-round pick, terrible offensive coordinator.
His dad knew that coaching situation wasn't going to last.
Right.
Right? So now you're already setting my son behind the eight ball.
A year. Now, Ben Johnson, I think, gets it right. They're tough in the trenches. They've added physicality. Their defense is going to be great. But you wasted a year of this guy's life, just kind of like we did with Penix, if we're honest.
You didn't have to go there. Hey, let's get out of here and clear our throat. The plan was for him to watch and learn, Mike.
Yes.
That was the plan. And he was doing exactly that until somebody's arm fell off.
Okay, Michael, here's how you don't answer questions about your health in a press conference.
Hey, man, tomorrow we got a lot in store. We are going to get into our general manager's conversation. We didn't dive in today because Josh Kendall had to move, and we ended up talking to him. If you missed that conversation about the Falcons, he addresses the tush-push, the Falcons. Who would run it for our team? It's a great interview. It's online at Odyssey.com. Go check that out. Download the Odyssey app. Yeah, but we're at it tomorrow, man, 2 o'clock. Make sure you are here. Tom, great job. Happy birthday. I know you're going to get it in this weekend. I know you're going to get it in.
Absolutely. You know it.
He's 28, man. He's going to party like he's 22.
Didn't we all? Hey, Day-Day, great job as always. Executive producing, I hope your neck is better and do something about those pillows, will you? Hey, Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, in that Air Jordan movie, Air. What do you think of that, by the way? That Air movie.
It was average.
I didn't think it was that great. Anyway, in that Air movie, one of the guys who's portrayed as a big jerk, arguably the biggest jerk on the planet, is Michael Jordan, super agent David Falk. This is the guy that was basically responsible for the 99 strike. Him. He did that. All these big money guys held him out. Thanks a lot, Dave. Anyway, Michael Jordan's longtime agent does an interview with the Sports Business Journal, asked about LeBron. Quote, I really like LeBron, but I think if Jordan had cherry-picked what teams he wanted to be on and two other superstars, he'd have won 15 championships.
Damn!
Well, I mean, I'm a Michael guy, but damn, Dave, I wouldn't go that far.
It's a little bit too much. Hey, tonight's game for our Braves postponed due to rain. It has been rescheduled as part of a split doubleheader on Tuesday, September 16th. More on that tomorrow on the show as well. Listen, you can't always be first. No, I'm being serious. You guys know Jack came in second 19 times in majors.
Oh.
The all-time greatest golfer won 18 majors. He came in second 19 times. 7 times in the British Open, 4 times in the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the PGA Championship. My point is, Nikola Jokic should have won another MVP. He had an all-time type season this year. Mm. Career high in points, assists, steals. He shot 40% from the three. We're talking about Joker. And yet, SGA wins the award. Congratulations to Shea. But sometimes, you can't always be first. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
You had 150 on the T-Wolves last night. But enough about me.
You're like a baby, making noise, don't know what to do.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.